Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on what permits ghibat. In other words, as we explained, the general rule of ghibat is it's impermissible, it's haram, that to speak something behind or to speak something in the absence of your brother that he dislikes, and to listen to that type of speech also is impermissible. However, there are certain circumstances that permit speaking something about your brother that he dislikes. And we went through those six different situations wherein it is permissible. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought six different situations wherein it is permissible now to speak something about your brother in his absence that he dislikes. And we are doing currently those ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that prove this. So if we recall one of the things that permit speaking something about your brother in his absence is to try and rectify something that is wrong, something that is taking place that is incorrect. So now to try and rectify that, and the niyat is genuinely to rectify, genuinely not some outward motive that a person has got, then it becomes permissible to speak about that wrong. Here you will see in this hadith that we're doing today, if we understand that concept, then it's very easy to understand why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this particular hadith under this chapter. عن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه قال خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر أصاب الناس فيه شدة فقال عبد الله بن أبي لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا وقال لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل فأتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبرته بذلك فأرسل إلى عبد الله بن أبي فاجتهد يمينه ما فعل فقالوا كذب زيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فوقع في نفسي مما قالوه شدة حتى أنزل الله تعالى تصديقي إذا جاءك المنافقون ثم دعاهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليستغفر لهم فلووا رؤوسهم متفق عليه. Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu narrates that we went out on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This journey was known as Banul Mustaliq. So anyway, we went out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey, during which the people experienced considerable hardship. Why they experienced considerable hardship is there was very little water available. Now here we know that when there's water cuts and there's water shedding, etc. How difficult it is. People want to know when water came back, is water back. Now trucks need to go around to distribute water. Why? Because water is such an essential thing. Now here they are out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and now there is very little water available. Now there is no water trucks, there is no pipelines to give water. And there we know the heat that they experience in Arabia. So it was difficult. It was a difficult journey. So anyway, this is the background that he's giving. So he says people experience considerable hardship. Abdullah bin Ubay was the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the head of the Munafiqeen. He said, do not spend on those who are with the Messenger of Allah Ta'ala so that they become disunited. So now he's speaking about who? About those people that had come from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, those that we know as the Muhajireen or the Muhajirun. So he's telling the people of Medina that don't spend on them. Those people that came, he's looking at them like foreigners. How we see foreigners in our countries, these people are foreigners, don't spend on them. لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا, until such an extent comes on their own that they'll just leave and they'll go away. They'll find it very hard to be staying with us in Medina. So now what he's doing, he's stirring up a plot against who? Against the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that they become disunited and they leave. So he also said, يَقُولُونَ لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ, that if we return to Medina Sharif, the powerful ones will expel those who are weak. The Muhajirin, they were very weak people. Weak in the sense that they left everything and they had come there to Medina Sharif. So the powerful ones, referring to themselves, referring to himself, he's saying, we will expel those that are weak. Now who is listening to all this is a Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam. He was a young Sahabi. So he is listening to what is happening, what Abdullah bin Ubay is saying. He's talking about the Muhajireen, that we mustn't spend on them, and when we go back to Madinah Sharif, then what we will do is the powerful from us will expel them. So So he's listening to what these people are talking. Remember, this is happening one side away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is listening to it. So he's saying, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him of this. Now this part of the hadith, he's saying he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he informed him of this. Now this is not ghibat, because now he's saying what they were saying. In other words, he's rectifying something that is wrong. So this is what they're saying about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took that news and he informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we explained, one of the things that you do to correct a situation is taking it to a higher authority, some authority that can help to correct the situation. So who was that higher authority? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here this is proof that this is not ghibat. If it was ghibat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have stopped Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu immediately. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't stop him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened to what he had said. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned and he called for Abdullah bin Ubay. So this is the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. News came to him, he didn't accept the news immediately. Now he did his investigation. This is something for us to also learn. If sometimes we just get news of something, we should do our investigation. Don't take that news on face value. Very often it happens is that news is a false news. And because of false news, now we thought ill about somebody, we thought wrong about somebody, we drew a wrong opinion of somebody. Look what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. He called and he summoned for Abdullah bin Ubay. Something is being said about him, he called for him. So he summoned him. Abdullah bin Ubay was the head of the Munafiqeen. So for him, was it difficult to come and lie now in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what he did was he took an oath in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he did not say it. He took a passionate oath that I did not say this. Now how it looked, was it Zayd radiallahu, young sahabi, he came and he complained, and here this Ra'isul Munafiqeen, a very powerful person, is taking a powerful oath in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying that I did not say this. So the hypocrite said that Zayd lied to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the message started going around that he spoke lies in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's a young boy. So you must know how difficult it was that people all started talking. Now these munafiqeen are talking that he spoke lies in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's saying the accusation hurt me greatly, greatly that people were talking like this about me. In one riwayat it comes that he would even try and stay away from people because wherever he was going, he was being taunted by these people. Taunted. One being taunted that you lie to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meanwhile, he spoke the truth, what he heard. But then Allah Ta'ala revealed verses confirming my truthfulness. Today in the Fajr Namaz we read Surah Munafiqun. Allah Ta'ala revealed these verses confirming what Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu said was true. So when the hypocrites come to you, so in the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ayat till the end, that إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, that when the munafiqeen, they come to you, tonight till the end. So yeah, this ayat was sent down in confirmation of the words of a young sahabi. So when Allah ta'ala wants to protect the respect of somebody, it's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect it. Initially it was very difficult for this young boy, he spoke the truth. These big people were speaking out against him. He had to learn, like almost hide from the people and go to protect himself from the taunting. But when Allah Ta'ala wanted to protect him, Allah Ta'ala protected him with a revelation. And not only revelation, up till today we are reading these ayat of the Quran that was revealed in favor of who? A young sahabi, Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now called these munafiqin, called for them so that he could seek forgiveness for them. Seek forgiveness on behalf of these munafiqeen. But look at them. لَوَّوْ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Arrogantly they turned away from the offer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to them about seeking forgiveness for them. In other words, we don't need this forgiveness. And this is what you call arrogance. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Anyway, one of the ayahs that we read also was وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. This Abdullah bin Ubay, the leader of the hypocrites, he referred to these poor muhajirin as poor people. Poor people, weak people. And he said that they are not, if they are not given wealth, they would disperse, they will leave and they'll go away. That's what he thought. But what answer Allah gave? وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. And the hypocrites do not understand. He thought if we hold back from these poor people, they will flee. Allah is saying the treasures of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah. It don't belong to the hypocrites. It belongs to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next thing that he said is that when we go back to Medina, the powerful will remove the weak. Allah responded to this also. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. All honor belongs to Allah ta'ala, his messengers and the believers, but the hypocrites do not know. All strength and all honor lies with Allah. They are saying that they are strong and they'll take the weak out. Allah is saying all honor and all strength lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very powerful words for us to remember, especially in a time when we're feeling weak, we are feeling downtrodden. Think of these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the treasures belong to Allah, all respect and all honor only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One thing we learn from this hadith, from the many things that we learn, is that all the time we should put our trust in Allah ta'ala. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu, that's what he did. He put his trust in Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala clarified it. Allah ta'ala so beautifully, Allah ta'ala expounded the innocence and the honesty of Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. So this is what we have to do in all situations. Put our trust in Allah ta'ala, not in the bank manager, not in our boss, not in the influential people of the community. Our trust must always be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.